Nico Horning here with Alex Burge, catcher for the Peoria Chiefs here to start this Beloit series this week in Peoria. Let's start with kind of your upbringing, growing up in the Kansas City suburbs, and how did you get into the catching position? Were the Royals your favorite team? What's your baseball background?
Yeah, Kansas City Royals, definitely my favorite squad growing up. I love Salvador Perez being nice. A catcher. As I grew up, I didn't really catch, but he was still always my favorite player. I started catching around eighth grade, freshman year of high school, and fell in love with the position and the demands it takes, and just kind of ran from it from there. So, yeah, it's been awesome.
What inspired you to try catching, I guess, later on in middle school at that point?
Yeah, I always played third. I always had a good arm, and I pitched a little bit. And one day my coach came up and was like, hey, you want to try catching? And I was like, sure. Didn't know what I was getting myself into other than I was in every single pitch. But yeah, I just tried it out and I fell in love with it and now I'm here. That's so awesome.
So collegiately, 3 years at Wichita State, finished up at Cal. What were those separate experiences like for you?
Yeah, being in Wichita State was awesome. It was 2.5 hours from my house. My family, grandparents, they were all there. They got to come to so many games, which was such a blessing. I didn't really play that much at Wichita in my 3 years. I med-redded my first year, and we had some coaching changes throughout the 3 years while I was there. So I was really just grinding to get on the field and do it for my pitchers. I had a lot of good relationships with buddies there, and ultimately me being a catcher and them wanting to throw to me gave me a lot of opportunities that I ran for. And
that's awesome.
And then afterwards, I got into the portal. I graduated from Wichita State, so I had 2 years of eligibility left, but getting my degree, I was like a grad transfer, so that opened a lot of windows and found myself out in Berkeley, California, which a lot different than the Kansas City suburbs, but it was amazing. The weather was beautiful, the coaches, the team, the Cal community really took me in as one of their own, and being out there was a dream.
I'm from Northern California, so it's funny you brought that up and you know, having you play at Cal. Now I'm out here in the Midwest experiencing this. What had you spent time out there at all before, and what was kind of it like being in California playing for a season?
Yeah, I played some summer ball while I was at Wichita. In the summer, I was in Pasadena, California, so in Southern California. Beautiful area, made a lot of friends out there, and I really enjoyed my time there. Northern California, a little bit different than Pasadena, but Cal was such a college community. And Wichita State was small, so I didn't really get that. But going to Cal, it was awesome. In the falls, football games, yeah. And during the baseball season, the weather is beautiful. And one of my favorite things is you go 30 minutes to an hour in any direction out there from Berkeley, and just beautiful scenery and a lot of cool experience that I got to do.
Do you have a favorite football game that you remember going to?
Yeah, we had college game day. So Pat McAfee.
Okay, you were there that year.
Yes,
nice.
Pat McAfee came. I remember getting up. I guess I didn't go to sleep. But it was like we got there at 10 or 11 at night, stayed overnight. I didn't make it through the whole thing. I was tired at like 5, 6 in the morning, took a nap, and went to the game. And that was when Fernando Mendoza was there, and he was playing really good. We went up against Cam Ward, and we were winning the entire game, and Cam Ward came back, late game hero, and, you know, sent us home pretty sad. So that was a really, really cool experience for sure.
Yeah, it's a fun moment. You'll remember that for a while. We're talking with Chiefs catcher Alex Burge. All right, so now you're here in Peoria. You've had a chance to learn from Wade Stauss a little bit, and obviously he's kind of the catching guy here. What's that experience been like working with Wade?
Yeah, Wade's the man. I got to meet him last year a little bit, and then he was my off-season coordinator, and the strides that I made just from the time and commitment that he put into programming stuff for me, I really trust him, and I just went full dive into it, and I've seen a lot of benefits this year from it. So now getting to kind of reconnect with him here, it's been really cool. We get along super well, and his personality makes it really easy to work hard for, and I'm just excited to finish the last month of the year off strong and see how much more progress we can make together.
Defensive-wise, what are a couple of things that you've been working on throughout the year from your time at Palm Beach and now, I guess, having it live in front of Wade here in Peoria?
Yeah, receiving was a big thing this offseason that kind of transformed my year this year and fell in love with the routine it takes and just how nitpicky I can get with stealing as many strikes for our pitchers. Sure. That's the most valuable thing as a catcher, and we do that 100, hopefully not 200 times a game, but around 100 times a game. And then throwing wise, just being accurate. A lot of good base runners here, and between the two leagues, just kind of figuring out how accurate I need to be in the tag zone to give myself and the pitcher another opportunity to steal an out. So it's been really fun.
Nice. And then offensively, what are a couple of things that you're hoping to just have click here in the last few weeks of the year?
Yeah, I've been making some strides. I guess my KPIs this year have just been contact, and just contact putting the ball in play. I feel like when I do put the ball in play, good things happen because I hit the ball hard and I hit it at pretty good angles. So really just working with Mike here and just kind of trying to hit my stride, finish strong, and see if I can put the ball forward. Try to make it simple. Put the ball forward, see what happens.
Hey, it's a simple game sometimes, right?
That's right. Yeah.
All right, Alex, thanks for the time, and appreciate you joining us.
Thank you. Go Chiefs.